WHM Mobile.
Hi, Bill. Zero TR Mobile.
Hi, Tom. Just playing with the radio here.
Well, boy, you got a nice looking setup there. Is that for your parks on the air and stuff like that?
This is my go box. I got my HF tuner, power supply. Got my 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and DMR radio all packed in here.
Sounds perfect. Full quieting into the repeater today. Boy, it seems colder than it is. I guess because humidity's low. It's 48 degrees over here. I imagine down there it's like sunny Florida.
According to the weather station I got here, it's 46 degrees and no wind.
Good, right, compared to what's coming. Wow, that looks like a whale of a storm. It might be that we'll get some snow out of it, and the kids would love it, I'm sure, at Christmas time. I just know that we're on the lower edge of it, by the what I could glean from looking at it today, of where the progression of it should be as far as snow and that goes. And that kind of sometimes means a balance between snow and ice, but they haven't said anything about that yet. Snow we can deal with, ice, throw it in the ditch.
Hey, the snow is one thing, it'll come and go pretty quick, but that ice can be a mess. And mess with all the power lines.
Yeah, I tried that on a motorcycle one time out in front of our grocery store when I was a kid, and I had a little enduro dirt bike, and it slid right down the slope in front of the grocery store, turned over, and the tailpipe landed just below the calf muscle on my leg. And I still carry that little bit of a road rash from that.
Throw that reminder, eh? Never forget it.
Yeah, exhaust pipes on dirt bikes are hot. That wasn't the first time I'd come into contact with that. The good old days. My neighbor just bought a 1200cc BMW motorcycle, and I know my brother had one years ago, and it was inline four, but this one's like the old BMWs with the horizontally opposed cylinders. Boy, that sucker's, it's big at 1200cc's, and has it got the power.
1159cc's more than I need, and training wheels to go with it. Over.
You know, I sat on it the other day, and I could barely get my leg up high enough to my crippled old body just to get on it. And then it just, dang near, dropped it there. And Tim said that he'd done the same thing because it sets rather high. His son-in-law went out and bought one immediately. It's a 650, and it's an inline water-cooled two-cylinder Suzuki. And I can touch the ground on it. But at my age, if it just laid over in the yard like an old cow, I couldn't lift it back up.
Yeah, I remember as a child trying to get on my brother's dirt bike. Of course, I was about a foot too short to touch the pedals, much less the ground, and I was balancing on a milk crate, and that's what I did, is I just fell right over.
That's an NZLTR. I used to have what they call a water buffalo. It was a 750 three-cylinder Suzuki that was water-cooled. And it was real top-heavy. The tank on it was heavy, and if you were... The worst place you could be is, like, turn around in the front yard or something. You just want to roll over on you, Bill.
They tend to do that. There's something about two wheels and balancing that just isn't in my body. I have a hard time balancing a bicycle, and much less a motorcycle, that's for sure.
approaching GSP Airport here on 14. Well, what have you been doing on the radio? I've made a few contacts here this last week, but nothing exotic. However, I put up a new 160-meter antenna vertical with a counterpoise minutes ago. And I was here in China decently. Well, I won't even say that. It was pretty weak, but I was hearing it on CW. Now, I'm not talking about FT8 or something, which doesn't take near the signal strength. But I was very pleased to hear that. And I worked several countries. Then I worked Alaska a couple of days ago on it. It's working real good.
WHM. Yeah, I hadn't made any international contacts. I've met a good many here in the States. Got all the way up to California and Arizona. Northward got to New York State. So I'm just staying domestic. Honestly hadn't tried to find anything anywhere else. But the ones I made have been good and clear, and I'm using that homemade NFED antenna a friend of mine made. I got it strung up in an inverted B about, I don't know, 25 feet in the air at the top, and got the bottoms about 6 foot off the ground. So it's doing pretty good, at least for local U.S. contacts.
I worked servo in the States the other day, just for the heck of it. They had this weekend there's a rookie roundup, so you might be able to work quite a bit. I don't know what old bands they're on, but I just seen it on the calendar earlier today, so I thought I might look tonight. Haven't seen hardly anything other than domestic on 160. I've seen maybe one station Uruguay, one station in Czechoslovakia that's pretty much dominant around here. You hear a lot of those on the air, but not on 160 too often. But I was hoping that it would pick up, because I need 40 countries on 160, and they're hard to get, especially if you don't want to stay up all night. But I still have QSOs with anybody in the States, and the East Coast is usually really good. I worked a guy in Connecticut the other night, and New York, of an afternoon late during the Gray Line bill, you should be able to work California and Utah and Wyoming, Montana, places like that. I worked a guy in Montana the other night. Yeah, I don't know. I just always dreamed of going up there someday, and I've never seen Montana or Wyoming to my knowledge. This is Andrew O'Teal.
I've been to Montana or up in that area, Wyoming. It's flying through and taking a layover. I had a short flight into California a few years ago, and it stopped in Montana for a little bit, and that's about as close as I've been to visiting that state. But Colorado, I've been a couple of times, and I've been out there on business, and took a few extra days and went up to Pikes Peak and rode the horses through the Garden of the Gods, those big red formations. It's a beautiful country, no doubt.
PR, waiting at a stoplight here. I got sent out as an engineer, which I'm not an engineer, don't claim to be, but that's what they'd send me out as, to the Foothills Water Treatment Plant in right there by Denver. And what was the name of that town, Bernice? Littleton is where the big shooting, unfortunately, was years ago. What a beautiful community. And I'd see the hot air balloons going up of a morning and when I was going to work. And it was just a gorgeous place. And there'd be a bunch of prairie dogs or something, looked like prairie dogs to me, all along the road there quite a bit. And then my uncle worked at Ball Aerospace, and he took me through the satellite business there and got to put on a suit and go in there and touch the satellite. And then he took me up to the old gold mine cities up in the mountains, and wow, it was just beautiful. He was in Longmont, Colorado, I think, Bill.
I've been there, in Colorado. Colorado Springs is where I've been both times. I went out there on business, and it's a nice little town. The hotel's up on a little mountain, and of course, you can see Cheyenne Mountain where the NORAD used to be, but the still a lot of beautiful stuff out there. And flying in and out, you can see the terrain for a little while, and it's beautiful country, no doubt.
Don't they still use NORAD out there, Bill, or did they shut it down?
And then as they shut it down, and they use it for some other purpose now, but I could be wrong. I'm just going off what I remember.
Never seen that, but I loved the tour up there in the old, you know, they were ghost towns where we went up in the mountains there. But beautiful country, and oh, that was really a neat water treatment plant. They were building it for the city of Denver. And when they had it well thought out. They were on the western slope, I think they called it, or maybe it was the eastern side, I don't know. Wherever Denver's at, I'm sure. And as as the water come off of there with the snow melt, it would go through a 4-megawatt alternator or generator, and generated all the power they needed to run the whole facility. And I remember there was buildings that each one of them, I forget what they'd hold, 250 million gallons of water each that were being treated, and they force treat them now rather than the chemical type thing like in the old days. And when the completion of that plant was done, we built the valves for it. But when the completion was done, they could process 1 billion gallons a day of water would be the capacity.
A lot of water. And I would imagine these days they're having trouble processing that much. They can't get it. And that country is about dried up. Hopefully some of the snow and rain will help them out. Every time I hear the news about it, it's showing Lake Mead. And it just gets further and further down, and more it goes down, the more they find as far as cars with people in them and who knows what else that were drove off into the depths. But little do they know, 25, 40 years later, it's going to be uncovered because the lake's too low. M4 WHM.
Yeah, I watched a show on Modern Marvels about it that I'd seen before. I watched it this morning. I'm always impressed by it. We've been to the dam out there, and when you stand there and look out off the dam, you can see where that water's decreased over the years by looking at the rock strata out there. It's amazing. We went to Las Vegas once or twice in our lives on one of those cheap deals. And we didn't have no money. So I think they stopped sending us to them because I think we spent $100 at one time we was out there. And they were looking for a little more than that. And back then you get free meals and all kinds of stuff. But it was something. Just landing there, something. It's nothing out in the desert. And then all at once there's a big city. But I don't really have any desire to go back. But yeah, you're right. The water is really a bad thing right now. And there's always been arguments between the, you know, it separates two different states there. And there's always been arguments about who gets the most water and who's cheating and all of this stuff.
Went out on a couple of trips. Somebody expect you to spend a lot of money or buy a timeshare or or something, but we, when we were first married back in 91, we used to go about every other year for probably 10 or 15 years. It was a quick and cheap way to take a vacation, and hotels were cheap or comped, and airfare was cheap out of Greenville, and it just made for a nice one. But like I said, I think they finally figured out we wouldn't spend any money, so they quit sending us those coupons. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun out there. Never did gamble, other than maybe play the nickel slots for a little bit, but I just couldn't see pushing what little money I had into that machine, hoping I'd make a bunch. But they did, and I guess that's how they continue to make their money. M4WHM.
T.R. Mobile. Well, you know, Bill, I always, if we're riding up and down the elevator or something up there at Cherokee, we usually go once a year. And I'll take $100, and I'll usually come back with 40 of that. I don't ask Bernice what she spends. She takes a couple of hundred, I think. But we don't spend much. But I always ask these folks. I said, well, did you beat them today? Well, no. I said, did you read that sign over the door when you come in? Well, no, I guess not. I said, it says, this is where two fools met.
That's about the case. I know I watched a documentary on TV about, you know, the casinos, and they were talking about it. Said, you notice there's no clocks, no windows, nothing telling you what it's like outside. Once they get you in there, the only thing they want you to hear is a slot machine drop.
Hardly control the environment in them. There was one up there in Kansas City, and you'd be walking along. What was that? Was it Ameriprise Casino, or what was that one? Ameristar. Beautiful. And you look at the ceiling, and it was just gorgeous and full of stars and that, and it was huge. And then during the afternoon later or something, you hear a thunder crack, and then get a little gray, and this and that. And they did that out in Las Vegas, too, the last time we went, which was probably 20 years ago. It's pretty cool how they do it, but they keep it fairly cold to keep you alert. They got it all figured out, that's for sure, Bill. They didn't, I always say, they didn't get all those gold fixtures and stuff by losing. Sorry, mobile. WHM N0TR.